Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Well, what do we have for you this week? A couple of items. Question, do you know that either you've got to come to the conclusion that life is the result of design or the result of chance? We'll think about that for a moment or two. And we also want to pose the question and answer, why do we have such a keen sense of justice? And then finally, we've got our Bible reading section, Truth That You Can Trust. So happy listening. Have a good day. Did you know that life is either by chance or by design? If it's by chance, there's no reason for existence. There's no purpose. There's no hope. There are no morals, and therefore there is no accountability. But if by design, there is a reason. God designed you purposefully. There is a reason in that God intentionally created the world in 7 days, put the world into existence. But there is also a purpose. The purpose is God created you for His glory and His pleasure. But God, being a non-egotistical being, His pleasure, His purpose, His good includes your welfare. God teaches you to love your neighbour, but He loves you deeply. He gave His Son to die upon the cross, to pay for your wrong, to secure a place in heaven for you. That's why we believe the third point. We are created, life is by design, and therefore there is hope. There is hope because Jesus showed us there is life without sin. There is life with joy, deep-seated joy. There is life with peace. We preach peace through the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ. There is hope in Jesus, for He died, and on the third day He rose from the dead, so that we might have hope. And through this man Jesus, we preach the forgiveness of sins. There are morals because God teaches there is right, there is wrong. God teaches us and shows us what is right. But actually, the day that Adam ate of the fruit of the tree, he unfortunately walked into a trap where he knew what was right and wrong, but didn't have the power to do what is right. But when you trust Jesus, He clears the guilt of your sin. And He gives you the power through the work of the Holy Spirit to live a life that brings pleasure to Him, to do what is right. What choice is there? Life is either by chance or by design. We are accountable. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. God wants you not just to know the facts, but He wants you to know Him. And He wants you to know the blessing of forgiveness, of peace with God. He wants you to know what it is to enjoy life and to have the fear of death removed. That's why He sent Jesus. The Bible puts it very plainly when it says Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came to deal with our wrong and then to provide us with right. He came to take away the guilt and to make peace with God. Would you trust Him? Would you know Him today as your Lord and Saviour? Let me ask you the question today. Why do we have a keen sense of justice? We now live in a society where the general opinion about whether things are right or wrong can at times be very vague. I believe personally that in the Bible God has given us clear information about what is right and what is wrong. There is a reality about things being just or unjust. Here are some things for us to consider. Why do children cry, that's not fair or that's not right? Is there an inbuilt awareness of fairness in a child? Why is it common for people to have a really well-developed feeling for what is right and what is wrong? Now, the Bible does give an explanation. It teaches that God has written His law in our hearts. God gave us an inbuilt awareness of right and wrong. Holy Scripture teaches us that we have a conscience. It teaches that we have an inbuilt knowledge within ourselves and a knowledge about ourselves. We automatically can clarify the realities of the rightness or wrongness of the things that we say, feel and do. For example, most of us feel impulsively that to tell blatant lies is wrong. instinctively know that to remove property that belongs to someone else is wrong. The Bible teaches these principles, but somehow we know them to be true. Now, the question is that significant? Is it coincidental? The Ten Commandments, for instance, teach that you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't lie, and that you shouldn't take somebody else's wife, and so on. The list defines prohibitions as well as teaching positive things that we should do. Things like loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And as Jesus summarised the rest of it in Matthew 22, verse 39, you should love your neighbour as yourself. You might be saying to yourself, I'm not really sure why we know these things, why it's common to all of us. So let me come back to what the Bible says. God has planted within us an awareness of right and wrong. Just look across society at the moment. People are very interested in equal rights and equal opportunities. We're very concerned that disabled people are cared for, that ethnic minorities are not disadvantaged, that there's religious freedom, freedom of thought, freedom of belief. We campaign for the rights of the unborn child, plus we debate people's rights for free speech. Public behaviour is monitored, ensuring that people don't overreach themselves and to prevent them inflicting damage on other people or on their property. And in all of this, we try to balance the rights of a society to be free and yet free of criminal activities. Now, this is right. It's proper. I personally believe that we're like this in society because God has implanted in us an awareness of things that are very important to him, a consciousness of right and wrong and of the realities of living in a way that is fair and equitable. God describes himself as just, as righteous, as doing right. He's a God of light. He's a God of love. He is love. He's a God who's eternal and he's all-knowing. Now, we wouldn't actually know those things if God hadn't revealed them to us in the Bible. That's why the Bible's a key book for us to read. You'll notice from time to time I do slots on trusting the Bible. Is it trustworthy? Because that's so vital to get that right. If the Bible's not trustworthy, we can close shop and go home. The Bible is God's message to humanity, and it's amazing that even today it is so freely available, despite many people having to try to have eradicated it, get rid of it. So let me leave you with a couple of statements from the Bible. The Bible says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." That's found in Peter's writings, 1 Peter 3:18. This verse is saying that if God was being just and was being fair, he would punish us for our sin. He would penalise us. He would judge us for breaking his law because we are guilty. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he came into the world. He suffered for sins to bring us to God. He personally suffered the penalty for sin by dying for us. And of course, he came back to life 3 days later. And the resurrection is the evidence that God has provided that the price for sin was fully paid. It establishes that you can take advantage of salvation. Now, you do that by confessing your sin to God personally, not through another representative, not through a church, and by asking God to forgive you. You're effectively asking for God's blessing upon your life. It's a great offer, great question. Why do we have a keen sense of justice? If justice was served, would we survive the wrath of God? Why did Christ die? He died to bring justice and also to bring mercy. Mercy, righteousness and peace, they kiss each other in Jesus. You can know both justice and mercy and forgiveness when you come to Jesus Christ for salvation. Truth You Can Trust, direct Bible quotations. I want to read you some beautiful words from the Bible that will inspire you and give you hope. The Bible says in John 3, verse 17, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. In Romans chapter 10, verse 18, it says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And in Psalm 130, it says, with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Truth You Can Trust. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.